You're listening to SBS News.
A landmark study reveals there's no link at all between autism and the vaccine against mumps, measles and rubella. The decade-long study analysed all children born in Denmark to Danish-born mothers between 1999 and 2010, a cohort of well over 650,000 children. Published in the Annals of Internal Medicine journal, the study reveals the MMR vaccine does not increase the risk of autism, even for high-risk children. Christine McCartney is the director of the Australian Centre for Immunisation Research and Surveillance and a professor in paediatrics and child health at the University of Sydney. Professor McCartney says this study is significant.
One of the strengths of the study was that it was the largest single study to date in the world on this topic. The most important thing to say from this study and from the almost dozen other studies is that it's not vaccines. Vaccines do not cause autism. In fact, they prevent serious infections that actually in turn can cause brain damage.
A link between autism and vaccines was first suggested in a 1998 paper. The lead author and former British doctor Andrew Wakefield attempted to make the link based on a study of just 12 children. Dr. Hannah Kirk of the Monash Institute of Cognitive and Clinical Neurosciences says Mr. Wakefield later retracted the paper and was deregistered by Britain's General Medical Council.
It was retracted in 2010, but unfortunately I think its impact was already felt quite significantly. And I think that's led to a lot of people then questioning the safety of vaccinations.
The World Health Organization has previously warned that the growing anti-vaccine movement was threatening to undo decades of work to prevent or limit the damage caused by measles. The United Nations agency last year reported cases worldwide had soared nearly 50% in 2018, killing around 136,000 people. Professor McCartney says those figures are a dangerous fact.
Measles is a very serious disease that can cause brain damage itself, and it is definitely a disease that we want to prevent from occurring, and we can actually even eliminate this disease worldwide if we can ensure that enough people are vaccinated.
Dr. Kirk says social media has played a particularly dangerous role in the spread of anti-vax messaging.
We need to kind of combat how vaccinations, I guess, are being demonised through social media and news media platforms as well. Obviously, we're going to report on these studies that come out, but in a way, it's, you know, by talking about these issues, it's really bringing this debate back into the public eye again. And unfortunately, it seems that although we're showing that there is no link, you know, it's still causing people to kind of talk about this debate and get engaged with this debate.
She also says pressure has been felt by the scientific community to debunk the anti-vax myth, detracting from studies that could have been done to find out the real causes of autism.
Unfortunately, it's kind of started this trend to look at vaccinations as potentially being linked to both autism and other neurodevelopmental disorders as well. Unfortunately, they still seem to be thinking that they are culprits for the role in the development of autism. But what's really important is to understand that neurodevelopmental disorders often begin at birth. So they're really early on in development, and symptoms of autism can be picked up really in infancy.
Professor Christine McCartney is hoping this study will be the last of its kind.
Every time we do a very large study, it does cost money. It comes at the cost of not putting those research dollars elsewhere. So I commend the authors from Denmark for doing this study, but I think it's also really important to recognise that the voice of a few people who continue to spread things that have been thoroughly disproven in the, you know, in excellent scientific studies shouldn't drive us with where we put our research dollars.
Dr. Kirk at Monash University admits while anti-vax sentiment will always exist, it's important to target vulnerable groups with appropriate messaging.
We really need to have strong emphasis on, you know, helping parents to develop this trust for healthcare professionals and the health organisations that are stating these messages, providing greater education on, you know, the facts and figures around you know, these types of vaccinations, and also helping to really clearly debunk the myths that are being, you know, pushed by anti-vaccination movements. And I think there's even been a shift now really through legislation that is kind of promoting vaccination as well.
Professor McCartney hopes parents will make the right decision for their child.
We cannot probably ever change the mind of those complete sceptics and conspiracy theorists, but we can ensure that, you know, the other 98% of the population can get as much information as they need to make the important decision to protect their children against these nasty, deadly diseases.
Murray Silby, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.